KXOI-FM, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls.
This is Spokane and North Idaho's country leader, the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we have the all-school pledge this week, and in case you're not 100% sure what we're doing with the Pledge of Allegiance, let me just tell you. If you have, you know, a child in a class, if you're a teacher, PTA, PTO, whatever they call it where you are, and you would like to have, you know, your class or school featured for an entire week, what you do is you just record it on your phone. That's the easiest way. Send it to us to pledge@jayandkevin.com. And then we'll line it up. We tell you what week you get. Steve-O Steve's in there. He goes ahead and lets everybody know so the whole school or whatever classroom can listen. Okay? So that's how it works. And this week it is an entire school, and it's the John Brown Elementary in Rathdrum. And thanks to Mrs. Shelton for sending us that.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
NASA gives an update on their long-lost space tomatoes.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Okie dokie, Kevin.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Do you have a nightmare? Some people have like the same recurring nightmare, which is always, I would say that mine, the nightmare that I can think of is something that is the same situation. It's not always the exact same dream.
Okay.
Or nightmare, I guess, but it is the same situation.
Care to share?
Do you? I will. I will share in just a moment.
Mine is that I'm sleeping and there's a big giant, like an inflatable, like in a parade.
Okay.
Of Limu, the emu, and they're going down the street, and then Doug's face hits a light pole, and just all the air comes out of it.
That's your nightmare.
The Liberty Insurance?
Yeah, Liberty Mutual.
I don't know.
Is this a bit?
Commercial.
I don't like that guy.
That commercial has been running so much during football.
It has. Jay, so much that I finally understand when they always say that dee boo dee doo. I never knew they were saying what is it?
Limu the emu.
Limu the emu. I never knew that that's what they were saying.
Okay. I don't have a nightmare other than that commercial.
Okay, so you've never had, Steve, do you have a nightmare that pops up once in a while?
I mean, just like the general being attacked by like a group or one giant spider.
Oh, well, really? So you will have a spider dream.
Occasionally.
Or nightmare, I suppose.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that would count, and I will tell you.
I thought Steve was going to be having a conversation with any living person.
You're not alone, Steve. Spiders is
okay.
Spiders, also true.
In the top 10
I can
of
see
things that.
That
people have nightmares
yeah,
about.
Yeah, they're creepy.
They put spiders and snakes together.
Yeah, I don't like spiders and snakes.
Mine is about DJing a wedding, and it's I go to play their first song, and everybody is there. I have my big light set up, and I have spotlights on the couple, and everybody's eyes are on me as I'm like,
sure,
ready for their first dance together as husband and wife.
Yeah.
And I go to hit the thing, and there's nothing.
There's no sound. Yeah.
There's just no sound.
I always wonder about the work dream. I don't know if the work dream is like across the board, depending on what you do. I mean, technically, that Liberty Mutual one's kind of like a work dream. But, you know, ours, a lot of people will say, well, if you've ever been to radio, boy, you always have the radio work dream where, you know, something happens, you push the button, and then nothing comes out.
And you don't have that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember anything either good nor bad.
Right. Jim was talking about that the other day.
Jim Diamond?
Were you part of that conversation?
I was not. I wish I was.
Yeah, he was saying something. I don't know how it got brought up, but he was like, yeah, you ever have one of those radio dreams? And I said, huh? Yeah, you know, when you press something and nothing plays.
I just don't know if that's a familiar thing. Like, you know, you're a bank teller and, you know, you go to send the tube back and it shoots out and hits the customer in the face or something. I don't know if that's a...
Yeah, that's probably not one.
Bank dream. Probably more of a...
But yeah, you know, you're, money I can thing. See it being in every job there might be...
Sure.
First thing I thought of was someone who's like a hairstylist. And they have like the weird thing of cutting their finger or cutting the person's ear.
Or cutting the hair, big, you know, or sneezing while you're going to cut somebody's hair and a big chunk falls out or something.
The Van Gogh.
Yeah, get an ear out of there.
Well, they say the top things that people have nightmares about, it's falling. Falling is number one.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I just got the heebie-jeebies when you said it.
Number two is being chased, and not by spiders, Steve, but still being chased.
Yep.
Well, that too.
Being lost.
These are all, I can see all these,
man. In your dream, you're just like, I don't know where I am. Feeling trapped.
Okay, yeah.
Being attacked. There you go, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Spiders or humans, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Missing an important event where the dream is about the event, but you can't get there or you can't
oversleeping
or whatever. Waking up late is the next one, Jay.
Oh, okay.
What if these are just like thoughts in real life? Does that count?
You mean while you're awake?
Yeah.
So you're daydreaming about falling?
Your normal life is a nightmare.
No.
I mean, that's kind of what you're saying.
Well, no. I'm
everyday life. He's like, well, man, let's see. What should I watch tonight? Should I watch Thursday Night Football? I wonder if there's a... Oh, am I falling? Am I falling?
No, I'm referring to more the stress thing. Like... Oh, I'm worried I'm going to be late for something.
Yeah. Or you've forgotten something, missing an important event. Yeah, is that what you said, Kevin? Missing an important event or something?
Yes.
Yeah. I could see that being a Steve one.
I mean, that happens when I'm awake. So is that a nightmare or what is that? Yeah. Is that a daymare?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's day nightmaring.
Yes, that's correct.
Instead of daydreaming about something good, you're day nightmaring.
Wow. Seems fun. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Yikes.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It is funny how these reports come out, and once it's on the internet, then it's true, right?
Of
like
course.
They just pass it around.
Facts
but
are facts.
McDonald's is just like, and Ronald has made this clear.
Kevin James.
If you don't know what you're talking about, shut up, or you're going to get a clown shoe in your mouth.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
15 minutes away from the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot. We'll see if we can get another winner today.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Pause that.
Whoa.
After yesterday, I made a proclamation.
Oh.
There was a lot of people fired up yesterday about the listener letter. A very fun, simple listener letter about you're getting naked in front of a dog. Does that bother you?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
People are on edge because there's an election coming.
Is that what it is?
I think that's a big part.
I thought it was Halloween.
It.
I didn't know.
It could be, Jay. You know how we'll find out?
After tonight?
After tonight, if people have changed and everybody's going to be nice again, then I'll post the listener letter on Monday.
I kept hearing about, like, you know, challenging the count and wanting to recount. I thought that was about the candy that your kid brings home.
Oh, I thought it was about one, two, the count.
You guys are stupid. You don't even know what you're talking about.
It's just people are on edge a little bit.
Seems like
it. So I just thought, you know, I said yesterday we will not post a listener letter until the election is done.
That's right. You did say that. Yeah.
When did you say that?
Yeah, he did say that.
Oh, yeah. I said it on the air yesterday. Yeah. I was like, you know what? We'll give it a break, which really is only today and Monday.
That's right, yeah.
Because.
Okay.
Huh?
I said, okay.
Because Friday we don't do listener
letters.
It
seems like a long time, but it's not particular.
Not.
Well, it's Tuesday, too.
I mean, Tuesday, yeah, I suppose Tuesday we shouldn't do one.
I mean, you said done, so.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll just come up with something fun to do And then Wednesday, we will drop something just
major
controversy.
Because
after the election, everybody will
be that way. Just, you know.
Everybody will be happy. Okay, now this.
I'm sure everybody will be happy might be an exaggeration.
Yep, I think that is.
Yeah.
Hey, so what I ask instead is, it's Halloween night. We are three men in different places in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know, what will us three men be doing for Halloween tonight? Start with Jay Daniels.
Staying home.
The empty nester.
Mm-hmm. Staying home, you know, possibly handing out candy, possibly not. I don't know. I think we have some. And my wife was just like, if it's pouring rain, I don't really want to. But now it looks like it's not going to pour rain. So I think we'll probably have some for a little while for the young kids. And I think my son.
Do you guys set outside or something? Or
no.
Okay.
I just think she just don't want to deal with it. But my son and his girlfriend are supposed to come over for dinner.
Ooh, okay.
So, yeah.
What are they cooking?
Pretty low key. No, we're making some.
That's good. Steve, what would be your
very
Halloween plan?
Kevin, chili. We're doing some chili. And then
are doing chili.
And I'm going to do a second batch for tomorrow's Friday.
Cool. I wanted to bring it up, but I didn't want to pressure you.
Yeah. Well, it's pressure. So thanks for that.
Under pressure.
Because I don't want the Friday crew to hear anything about this chili and then have it not happen.
Same.
Yeah. So
we ran out of some ingredients yesterday, so I have to go get it and make a second batch today.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, but it is happening.
You are trusted.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Steve, what will you do for Halloween? You're in an apartment complex.
It's always tricky.
Yeah. I think yesterday there was some sort of Halloween party that I didn't go to.
Shocker.
Oh, really? For like in the community center or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't pay attention because you didn't want to go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I don't know.
No, you didn't want to go. It's okay.
Last Halloween, for some reason, I didn't want to go. Well, I think we can get picked up on that.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to go.
Last Halloween, we were in Seattle for some reason. I don't know why. But, I do know why. We wanted to go to a scary place. And then my daughter lived in an apartment complex, and she, it lived at an end of a hallway. So she did all these decorations, like, you know, spider webs and had some lights and just like went all out. Like, and
she was excited.
Very excited. I think she had like two kids.
Yeah, I bet.
And it was just like, eh. It's like, yeah, you live with a bunch of Steves.
Steve, I might have an invite for you.
Well, here, I already have plans.
You have plans for tonight? Well, so what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot. Go ahead.
Well, I got a dentist appointment. And then after that, I'm going to hide from the trick-or-treaters.
It's kind of funny. He has a dentist appointment on Halloween. Is that not ironic?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
I do, though.
Yeah.
That is really something, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to...
What time is it? Is your dentist appointment?
Oh, I barely missed it. 1:30.
Ah, dang it.
Dang, no 2:30.
Yeah.
My granddaughter, obviously, will go trick-or-treating.
Sure, yeah, of course.
And I was thinking, I'll go with him, but... It's probably not going to happen because I forgot that I committed to fill in for somebody tonight.
As a what?
As a disc jockey.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
A little 6 to 9 gig out at the Spokane Tribe.
Okay.
So I'll be out there, and it's country night, but I guess it's also Halloween, so yeah, I don't know what all is going to go down.
Spooky.
Out there. I'm just going to show up and do whatever they tell me to do.
Yeah, well.
And so I'll be out there. And really, I don't do very much. There's dance lessons, and then there's the
band. It's a lot like this job.
Yeah, so it's just one of the, it's great. Pays good.
Don't do very much.
Steve, if you
don't really have a concept of what's happening.
If you wanted to go to that, we could hang out together.
Oh, that's the end of the sentence.
Yeah, if you could hang, we could hang out together.
That's the
You could also then make me leave right at the end instead of wanting to gamble.
But what if I wanted to gamble?
So you need a babysitter? That's why you're looking for Steve to come out there?
That was just an added bonus.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just might be fun, Steve.
Okay. Well, we'll see how I'm feeling after my dentist appointment.
I'm sure it'll be terrible.
Could just be hours to recover from that. Yeah. Is it a cleaning or something?
Oh, yeah, just a normal.
Oh, my gosh. You're probably out of commission for multiple days.
You sure you're going to work tomorrow? The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Facebook is asking us if we would like to boost this post. We could reach up to 718 more people if we spend $14.
Kevin James.
I'm good.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right. Let's do it. Let's play Jade Kevin's Big Jackpot right now. 509-441-0999. We'll take caller number 7. Steve-O Steve's going to jump on the phone there real quick. Check it out. Jade Kevin's Big Jackpot. Big winner yesterday. That was fun. Nick was his name. Is that correct?
That was so fun, yes.
Yeah. He won $998. So we started our third big jackpot, and you have a chance at it right this very second, 509-441-0999. I do enjoy the surprise amongst both the people who work at the radio station and the person who's listening. It's just kind of like, oh, wow.
Well, because it's so random. You yeah. just are guessing a number, and right. the chance of you getting the number are not very good. I'd love to know, you know, if we had a mathematical statistic nerd
sure.
who could say what the odds were of getting it right. But you just kind of are blown away when you go, wait, $998. Yeah, that's actually right.
We practically give it away when we say it's more than a certain amount.
It's true.
Brandon.
Yeah.
How we doing, man?
Good.
Okay, buddy. Let's see how we're going to do today. By the way, what's your plans for Halloween? You got a party or you have kids? You're just sitting home hiding? What are you doing?
My wife and I are handing out candy.
Nice. Do you have any idea what kind of candy it is?
Whatever the Costco brand or bag is.
So probably like the variety or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well done. Very good. And do you have like a specific cutoff time tonight that you technically are like, oh, you know what, 8:30 is late enough or whatever, or no?
Until the candy's gone.
Okay. That's fair. That's, you know what, I feel like that's a really good way.
Big handfuls.
Big. Yeah.
You do get more generous as the night goes on.
Once you get past about 6:30, you're like, yeah, big handfuls for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, Brandon, so your clues are it's just round dollar figures, and today it is more than $299.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right, Brandon, what do you think is in the jackpot this morning? Again, it's more than
$299. Let's go with $316.
Let's see how we do today.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
It'd be so great back-to-back, wouldn't it? All right, again, the number we're looking for is 316.
$315.
That's...
Can I tell you that's the second time I've tried this and I've been a dollar away.
No way. Both times?
Both times.
Oh, my gosh.
What the heck?
Dang it. Well, sorry about that, but thank you for playing it a second time, though. We appreciate that, man.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, see you, Brandon. Happy Halloween. And again, we'll play again at 9:30 this morning. Oh, wow. About the odds of that.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
I mean, you want to talk about a mathematical thing, Kevin. How
yes,
about
that one? That one is crazy.
Yikes. 9:30, we'll play again. It'll be more than $315. Dollar off. Which is nice when you're at a store, but not great when you're playing the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot.
Poor fella.
Or the Price is Right.
The Price is Right also would be bad. That's correct, yeah.
Oh, because he was a dollar.
You could do both showcases, right? If you were within a dollar, as long as you weren't over.
Yeah, but that was the problem. He was over.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
I don't know if I told you that Morgan Wallen donated $500,000 to the Musical Instruments Across America, the school thing.
You
remember
did,
Blake
yeah.
did it, and then he did it.
Oh,
and
maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, Blake did it, and then Morgan followed it up with $500,000 for basically providing instruments for schools. Which is a cool thing. And then, oh, by the way, speaking of Blake, he's teamed up with the United Way, and they're doing the United Way benefit for hurricane relief this weekend. It's going to be a televised event at that concert. So that's a Saturday nighter, and I think it's going to be 5 o'clock our time. And he's got the Backstreet Boys, Kelsey Ballerini. He's got Clay Aiken, Chris Jansen, Tyler Hubbard, and a bunch of other people, too. So you got a little televised event, a chance to continue to assist with the hurricane relief.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Once it goes away from the news, it's easy for people like us on the West Coast to forget about
100%,
it.
100%, Kevin.
But then you realize what they're still going through, and it's such a long haul to get cleaned up.
It goes from a national to a regional to a local story, and by the time it's a local story, it's now very difficult to actually raise any funds because the people locally are the people suffering.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's like, well, it's hard to get, you know, it's hard to donate when you might be one of the people that's flooded out.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's nice that it's still being kind of kept alive. You know, it's just people who care. So well done. Steve, I'm curious what the Luke Bryan tractor talk subject is you have for us.
It's actually a clip that I found that was kind of interesting.
All right.
I think it was on Luke's TikTok. Does that sound right? Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, definitely was. And he's just chatting with this kid who's probably, I don't know, somewhere between the age of, we'll say 10 to 13. No, got to be less than that. He's got to be maybe 8 to 13.
Well, if we don't know his exact age, we can't play the clip.
That's true.
Okay. Well, then forget it. No, he's just talking with this young man about tractors and things, and he goes, this is the smartest person that I know talking about tractors.
Ooh.
And they have... Well, the clip itself is like 2 minutes. I don't know if you want me to play the whole thing.
I mean, probably not, but I wouldn't mind a sample of it.
Well, I mean, if the intro would have been a little shorter.
That's so true. Luke Bryan was talking to this kid about tractors. It was hilarious. Click.
Yeah, that probably would have been better. Well, looks like we're out of time.
Well, you seem so unsure of all of it, Steve.
Yeah.
Is it because you don't think the clip's very good, or?
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So I saw it, and I was like, oh, this is kind of interesting.
Sure, yeah.
And they're both, like, dressed the part and whatever. And
like a tractor? What part are they dressed like?
I mean, they're wearing...
I'm going to guess Luke Bryan is dressed like Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the kid, the young child, is also dressed like Luke Bryan.
Similar-ish, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think he has got like a John Deere hat on or something.
So far, I've enjoyed it, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking it up right now.
So here's the thing, though. The reason why
this
I'm hesitant.
This kid's probably 8.
Thanks, Kev.
Well, I said somewhere between 8 and 13.
I'd say no. Not kids. That kid's between 5 and 8.
5 and 8?
Yes.
No way he's 5.
Luke Bryan, well, I Googled it. Luke Bryan goes toe-to-toe talking tractors with a 9-year-old farmer.
Kid's little.
Yeah, okay. So that's between 8 and 13, is it not?
Can I hear the clip?
Well, it's too long. I mean, do you want me to play a little bit of it?
Not now.
And this is Jackson Locks.
I'll play
it. And I've never met anyone that knows more about tractors than him, right? No one knows more than you, right?
There's probably people that know more. There's probably plenty of people that know more than I do.
Yeah, but you're gonna get them one day, right?
Probably.
Can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
What is a trickle charger?
I do not know.
Trickle charger. When you have your tractor collection, and they're sitting in a barn, battery charger that trickles and keeps your batteries from going dead. So when you go get on your old timey tractor, the batteries ain't dead. All right. What's your question?
What is a golden nugget?
A golden nugget?
Not the gold one, not the actual one.
Is that a kernel of corn?
An egg.
An egg? Like a chicken egg?
Yep.
I've never heard that. What is a brim bed?
Is it like a net for catching fish?
That is a great guess.
What is larger in toy scale, 1/64th or 1/16th?
1/16th.
You got it. Because 1/64th is scaled down 64 times from the real thing.
I got you. See? Fractions.
What is a
fractions?
3,000.
Is that a blowtorch?
That's a navigation system that John Deere puts on their tractors that connects to satellites.
Starfire 3000. That sounds like something out of Star Wars.
That is a great clip. It would have been really cool to hear more of it.
Now, that kid, Jackson... Jackson.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
He is very famous on TikTok. Just a Jackson thing. And he has video after video after video of him talking about tractors and doing, you know, little kid. Listen, you're a cute little kid talking about farming and tractors.
Absolutely.
Which is why Luke obviously had him on his bus.
Exactly.
To chat with him.
He was already a famous kid. And now you know why, because he's just entertaining to talk to. And well, obviously and pretty knowledgeable.
Address the part.
Thanks, Kevin.
I play.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was taking a probiotic for a while. It said it killed 60 billion bad bacteria.
Really?
Kevin James.
And I was taking it and I was still having issues.
Okay.
And I said to my doctor, what do you think? Do you think that I have the 60 billionth and one bacteria?
Yeah, just one more. Just one more.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We've got email.
Yeah.
We've got email. Got email. Got email. We've got email.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Okay, it is email time. Get it to us on the air at jayandkevin.com. That's what Kendall did. I don't have to give out candy tonight, right? Please say yes and say it loud so my husband hears it.
No, you don't have to. You do whatever you want. Do what makes your heart happy.
Sounds like maybe it's a split household. Yeah. I mean, I guess the way you could get out of that is if you say to your husband, well, if you want to give out candy, then you got to give it out every time and you got to go buy it. I mean, maybe that's... I mean, that's what you do if...
Yeah, just put him in charge of it if he wants to do it.
Yeah, I think that's the way, right? Yeah. Like where you go, oh, I don't feel like it. I'm not feeling it tonight. But if you want to, honey, pick up some candy on the way home, and then I'm going to be sitting watching... I'm sure she's probably watching Thursday Night Football. Sounds like a Jets fan to me.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Maybe she just loves Aaron Rodgers.
Gross.
Yeah. Anyway, good luck, Kendall. And no, you don't have to. You figure it out.
But yeah, that's one of those you just got to solve in your household.
Yeah. But I also, if you don't want to give out candy and somebody else in your household does want to give out candy, you're kind of in it anyway because you still have to hear the doorbell and you still have to hear, you know, do all the things and the door open and all that. So you're kind of participating unless you've got a house where you can get a long way away from the door.
Sure. Or do the thing where... The amount of people who sit in their driveways and do it, I think is kind of cool.
Well, you don't have to get up that way.
Yep.
Just kind of chill out there.
You're just there.
Yeah.
See, I always sat right by the door. So it was just like, we'd just sit there and have a conversation.
Did you just leave the door open?
Do whatever. Sometimes, depending on the weather, obviously.
Right. Sure.
But then there were times where we would just, you know, open the door, but we're right there.
I mean, in Minnesota, it was usually too cold to do that, but it was fun to watch the people who did. You know, they'd be like just sitting there waiting as you'd come up, and they'd like have a sleeping bag or a big blanket on or whatever. And I kind of liked that better.
Yeah.
Plus, they don't have to get up and go answer the door a million times. And usually you don't knock. A lot of those people, now that I think about it, they had a lot of little dogs. Because I think that's keeping the dog from going crazy, maybe.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, now that I think about that, well done, people.
We've got
Kevin, do you have any emails today?
I do. Jason said, just got in a conversation with a coworker who said that going to lunch and going to dinner are the same thing.
Going to lunch and going to dinner? Like on a date?
And I said, no, absolutely not. Dinner is a bigger deal.
Well, yeah.
And he said, no, they're the same.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so.
Like food is food.
Right.
I see.
Boy, I think there's a tiered system.
Really?
Now, you could certainly go to the same place for lunch or dinner, I suppose.
Yes, but often those places have different menus because they put more significance.
That's what I was about to say, Jay.
So wait. What's the tier, though?
The tier would be as far as importance.
Yeah.
You want me to go from 3 to 1 or from 1 to 3?
I mean, however you choose, but there's more than
dinner
three.
Is the most important.
There's more than three.
Yes. If someone asks you to go to dinner, that's a bigger deal than someone asking you to go to lunch.
100%. And it's also, lunch is also a bigger deal than if someone asks you to go for coffee.
Oh, yeah.
You've completely forgotten about breakfast, about brunch.
Nobody asks you to go for breakfast. By the way, if they do, that's going to be number one in most importance.
You think so? Wait, but what about like brunch? And what, like a snack? I mean, there's lots of different
things. If anybody asks you to go to brunch.
Hey, well, let's go to a snack. You just said that. That's wild.
I mean, not necessarily that someone.
Anybody asks you to go to brunch, first of all, they better be a family member. That's first.
Okay.
Second is if somebody asks you to go, hey, let's go grab a snack.
Yeah, no, I've heard that before.
That can only be a coworker.
Yeah. Well, what are we talking about? I mean,
were we talking about dating? Or
no,
we
I think we're just talking about in general.
Well,
I don't think most people, Steve, you seem to be on the side of.
Well, weren't these people
lunch
coworkers?
And dinner are the same.
A little bit.
No.
I mean, I know they're not, but.
Yeah, the significance scale definitely tips toward dinner.
I was just curious as to the tiers, because after dinner, I feel like things are pretty equal.
Dinner, lunch. Okay, if you want brunch in there, dinner, lunch, brunch, coffee, snack, smoke.
Where's breakfast?
No breakfast.
No breakfast.
Breakfast is off the list, Kevin.
It's the most important meal of the day.
It's off the list.
It should be number one. It's the most important
coworker
meal of the
doesn't
day.
Ask you for breakfast.
Yeah, it is a weird. I mean, I guess if you, depending on your schedule,
especially
maybe
just
it's
one-on-one, I feel like breakfast is more of a group thing if it's a work thing.
Well, and I also feel like if someone asks you to breakfast, it's like they want to talk about something serious.
Oh, man.
You ever hear of a working breakfast?
Well, that's a group thing.
Not necessarily, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, does it?
And no, nothing has to be, Steve.
No, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay. You.
I'm just saying, man.
So you think dinner and lunch are the same? And that it's common to be asked for an office breakfast. That is not a group thing.
No. I'll admit.
No, he doesn't believe anything he's saying. He's just saying it so that he can not agree with us.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I mean, that's partially it.
You're enjoying the fight.
I am. Yeah. But also, I do realize dinner and lunch are not the same. Dinner, obviously, higher in priority.
Oh, you changed your mind.
No. I've been saying that.
Oh, sure you have.
But, it's not as drastic as you think. But also,
I didn't say it was drastic.
Breakfast is super important.
Nutritionally?
Well, that too.
Okay.
But I'm going to, Steve, let's just pretend it's a date.
But these are coworkers.
But it's in general. The question is in general.
Right, well, also coworkers can date. Let me break it to you.
We had a guy here that got in a lot of trouble about that.
Well, there are people here have dated and then gotten married. I mean, it's
that's all true.
Over the place. Yeah.
That is very true. But if you asked a young lady to go to lunch, it feels more casual.
100%.
If you ask her to go to dinner, that's a bigger deal. If you ask her to go to breakfast, she thinks that you want her to spend the night.
There it is.